This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here's a number from the Federal Reserve that'll make this next item resonate with you a little bit. According to a report from the Fed out yesterday, the total amount of outstanding student debt in America hit $1.5 trillion in the first quarter of 2018. $1.521 trillion to be precise. So with that in mind, then, here is the item. Mick Mulvaney, the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, is doing a reorg of sorts. He's folding the student loan division, the office meant to protect all those student borrowers, into a different unit focused on more general consumer education. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains what that might mean in practice.
All right, so what's the big deal here? Folding one office into another sounds like a mundane bureaucratic move.
The reorganization means it's less likely that there'll be somebody in Washington keeping an eye on the student loan debt collection industry to make sure that they're treating customers fairly.
Christopher Peterson is a former enforcement lawyer at the CFPB. He calls this reorganization sneaky. The student arm of the agency is known to sift through complaints from consumers, point at violations, take legal action. Now that it'll be folded into the Office of Financial Education,
they'll probably write some pamphlets and put some web content up. Providing education is very important, but it's not quite the same thing as holding banks and other financial companies accountable when they break the law.
Over the years, the division has clawed back $750 million from lenders. And last year, it sued Navient, the country's largest student loan company. Whitney Barclay-Denny of the Center for Responsible Lending says this change shifts oversight responsibility.
If nobody on the federal level is willing to do their job and protect students and borrowers, the states are going to have to step in and do it for them.
A spokesperson for the CFPB says the move is very modest, that there's no practical change. James Copeland, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says reactions by critics are overblown.
The question here is to give the students who are potential borrowers more information rather than trying to micromanage a complicated market.
A complicated and growing market. Student loans are now the biggest category of borrowing after mortgages. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.